You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Off-gassing.
Rummy Cube.
Boston Spa. Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that I'm living in Pittsburgh right now, which is the third rainiest city in America.
Is that true?
Yes.
Have they been saying that a lot?
I've heard it once, never cross-referenced, but I never accepted it instantly as doctrine. Mm. And right now it's pouring rain, thunder, lightning, and it happens constantly.
You don't hear a single drop. It's devastating because it is one of the most comforting sounds. Why doesn't everyone have a tin roof for the purpose of hearing the rain? Even if it was on top of another thing. By the way, would you like to hear one of the most beautiful songs ever?
What song?
Rain falls angry on the tin roof.
Is it Ani?
You lie awake in our bed.
What is that?
I don't know what it is, but it's the best.
Zombie.
Oh, wait, Edwin McCain?
Yeah,
I'll be. Shoulder.
That's used in the.
Is it? Could it be? Is the lyric love the film, other suicide? People.
I think.
It might be. But it's quite simply beautiful. And anytime anyone sang it on American Idol,
you feel it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. And it's also, and like, I'll be better when I'm older, I think is a really.
I was about to isolate that line.
That I've never heard anyone say.
I think that's remarkable. The power of music, the danger of music to bring us into certain moods. I self-mutilate with music.
I'm stuttering with excitement because a lot of people don't know this about me. Okay, I basically had to cut music out of my life, like many cut a drug. Okay, now of course there's some under my audio meditation. No, but I remember it starting in high school with like musicals. Like I remember almost like breaking down in the car, like. Because I was like so addicted to, but also exhausted from listening to Rent. Okay. It was like, it was compulsive. I don't know. There was something it was doing in my brain where it was like, I know every word and I'm furious.
I mean, but I remember Jonathan specifically, you
we were in a hotel room in Portland and I was pining over some fool. Do you remember this? Yes. I remember I had my headphones on and I was like curled up in the fetal position listening
it was shocking.
Rare Northern Soul tracks. And you were like, you need to stop doing this. Like, you need to stop turning to the music.
To go deeper into
To go deeper into the pining, to go deeper in. And that's something that I do. And the music facilitates the extreme emotional state and the longing.
No, it's interesting. That's digging at a scab, right?
Yeah.
Like I think there is a perhaps OCD element, right? Mm-hmm, in the belief that somehow going further and going right into the heart of the storm, right, will provide some kind of like relief, or it's the fear of the feeling. And so I'm going to go deeper into the feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sort of nice to hear that story of me saying, you know, don't do that, because I at times feel guilt because like my depression book is like me saying do that basically, or saying like
give in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's given while reading this book, like this book is a safe haven is the point.
Yeah. The only way out is through.
God, where, I mean, like never is a promise.
What's that?
Fiona Apple.
Oh, I don't follow.
Like that song.
No,
never. Is a promise and you can't afford the lie. Sorry, I'm only singing in the same Edwin McCain voice.
I don't know like the full Fiona catalog.
No, I don't either. I mean, there's like it's an old one. I mean, I'm
Fiona has an ability to cut through your sternum.
No, it's just beautiful. Yeah. It's like, you'll say don't fear your dreams.
Remember when I told you my regret. Remember when I was so sick and you didn't believe me.
Oh my God.
You're good at a sick too. And guess who took care of you?
Okay, if you had to.
You hated that.
Okay, you're dropped into a new body. Okay, this is like a movie, a magical movie where you're dropped into a new body, whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm, and for whatever reason, some 13 going on 30 type of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, keep going.
And for whatever reason, like the task at hand is that like you have to make yourself into like a famous pop or just any kind of musician, okay? Mm-hmm. Singer, songwriter, whatever. Okay, with your own tunes, let's just say.
Okay.
And you have like one day in this alternate world where it's like, Kate, if you can make it happen and it's not you, so it's not attached to your own identity or in some obscure other body, whatever, or some parallel universe, but you've been dropped into a life where they're like, tomorrow's your audition, for example. Okay, tomorrow's the big audition. Okay, even though that's not how it works. Do you know what I'm saying? So the goal isn't artistic integrity or anything like that, or what you want to be. The goal is like you get $10 million if you can get the record contract people to sign on, let's just say. Okay. The question is, and you have to go in there right now, mm-hmm. and you have to sing or fake an original. Okay.
What's the song?
What is it? And let's hear it.
Fuck.
Okay. Because the thing is like you can sing, I imagine, like you could sing pretty good, right?
But I have to be clear. No. But here's my question. Are you saying it's my voice? Or are you saying I can adopt anyone's voice?
No. Oh. I'm actually saying, what would you do if right now it was $10 million for you to commit to
Doc of the Bay, Otis Redding?
Right. No, but I'm saying it has to be an original. They're like, in 3, 2, 1, and right now.
It has to be an original that I'm writing?
In the moment, like you've been shoved into the room, like you're in a dream. So like right here, I'll give an example. Okay. I'll try That's to do impossible. It, but not really. Okay. So I have nothing. It cannot be an existing song.
Okay. Go.
And I can't overshoot my voice. So I don't even know what I'm doing. Okay.
Okay.
I'd be like literally like nothing. Okay. I'd be like, okay. They're like, go. Okay. Right. See, I'm already winning. And I just have to start and I'd be like, ah. Okay. Let me try again. Because it has to be a song. There's no lyrics there. Okay. It would have to be like, and I couldn't lean on previous like things I've written in my life. Nothing. So it's just like, the chair ain't strong no more. Okay, that's not it. All right, hold on. All right, it's impossible. Just try. It's impossible to ask.
No, I refuse. It's so scary.
I know, but that's why. I just said the chair isn't strong anymore. And, like it was Les Mis. It was horrifying.
I don't know. I don't like this. It's actually giving, I really actually don't like this game.
It's the worst game. I mean, it's a game I only feel safe proposing because I don't think I'd be good at it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Of course. No, if you were to suddenly excel.
Oh, yeah. What if this was my way of like dropping an original on you?
Well, that's what people classically do with singing. Singing is often weaponized against the non-singing, I find, socially.
Well,
and there's something that I can't. Yeah. It's very difficult because I struggle. my jealousy over those who can sing, the ability to sing. If I could sing, I can't even imagine the person I would be.
A monster, you mean?
I would be monstrous, and I would be, you know, I just, to have that power over people is what so
the closest
profound.
It, I mean, for the instrument that you can sort of channel, like the finest, let's say, like melodies and harmonies and whatever, right? Most, let's say, if you have the instrument in your goddamn throat,
yeah,
gullet and diaphragm or whatever, okay, and you can thus sing the most beautiful things ever written by the most beautiful whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you're basically achieving something beyond human, right? Like you're becoming a god.
Yes, you are becoming a god, but I have a hostility toward people that think singing, like, here's what the godly status is: the ability to have personality within the singing voice, within the beauty, right? And that's the thing that is remarkably rare. And a lot of people mistake, they think because they can sing in the mm-hmm. sense of a, you know, in a peasant's sense, in a bastard mm-hmm. sense, they think somehow they're that the magic's working just because, like,
they're hitting the note.
People, they sing like this.
Okay, this is what I was hoping for. I have to be honest. This is like, what I was asking for earlier. Well,
this is what makes me crazy. It's like usually someone who's had a cocktail or yeah. something. And it's like, it's, what is it? It's this very, it's, I hate to gender it, but it's usually kind of like some bitch, some like, you know, at a party or something.
It. Do it like that.
Or just somewhere who's like, is like, hey, like, okay, like watch this. Does this make me a singer? Okay, I can't think of a song now. Wait, fuck.
Give me a little, give me one reason to stay here.
Okay.
Like that, like, what is that?
Why don't you do the verse instead? I don't want no one to squeeze me. Okay, that's the better verse.
What?
You were singing Give Me One Reason to Stay Here.
And I turn my back
around. No, but here's my thing, Kate. Wait, yeah. I need to say something.
Yeah.
The reason the game came up is because you did something with your voice earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reminded of how you have the ability to do an impression of that kind of style or variety of styles mm-hmm. of singing, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And this is a big question for me. Is if you can do an impression of a certain style of singing,
right.
how is are it, you any different than the right. singer themselves?
Right.
Okay. Now, it's, of course, it's the audacity to put the frame around it and say, this is my voice and this is my art, right? So, like, I sometimes I'm like, could I, like, is the only thing stopping me from being not an opera singer, okay, but like technically, like, is it just the balls to be like, la, you know what I'm saying? Okay, that wasn't it. I can't panic. Or like yeah, the balls to be like, so I'm gonna treat my voice like it's a thing.
Yeah, and some like people, it's that. They just have, it. Yeah, some people feel, some people, and that's what, the mastery of a certain style of singing does sometimes, it's like the uncanny valley, right?
A term I've never fully been able to latch onto.
So uncanny valley, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And it was explained to me by a dear friend that like.
John Early?
No,
because I had a conversation with him about it. I'm sorry.
Actually, no. But the idea, the perfect example is Tom Hanks in The Polar Express, okay? Which the animation is almost human,
oh.
right? It's almost human, and yet it's not human, right? So mm-hmm. is this live action? No, it's animation. It comes right up to the point of being real. However, it's not. And it's exactly in that space of it mm. almost being real, it being almost so real, but mm-hmm. it being undeniably not real. That's the uncanny valley. When something mm. is like almost the thing, but somehow it being so almost the thing, but not the thing, totally. Pronounces how deeply it's not there the it thing. So no, it's no, like no. Yes, someone who can yes, imitate yes. perfectly a certain style. You go, oh, wow, cool. Yeah, yeah, no, that sounds like that. But it's fucking, you're never, you know, that, but you're not that.
Totally.
You're not, like, I can do a Joanna Newsom, like, that's what I used to do. See, I'm actually too embarrassed to do it. I can't do it. Because, see, right. I'm doing it right now. I'm trying I'd to like pretend. To hear it, okay, though. Okay, like, okay, we speak in the soul. I don't even know the lyrics. Like,
no, no.
I am blue and unwell. Make me dark. Make me bold like no, a no. horse.
Dying.
Oh, na, 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 na. And I think Joanna Newsom is brilliant. I think she has a prophetic voice. And I think her, you know, she's an incredible lyricist and all of that. And so me no, doing that, right?
This is huge. Go on. I'm not Joanna Newsom. I can barely scream. Okay.
For a million reasons, unfortunately.
You're not what?
I'm not Joanna Newsom.
No.
To my To my chagrin. What?
To your knowledge, you're not.
To my knowledge. but that, so I'm like, yeah, the uncanny valley, that is where a lot of people dwell, I think, artistically and creatively. And that's why so much doesn't work. And that's what, that is like the lightning bolt and the visceral reaction to something that feels good, because you're like, oh no, that actually is the thing. It's no longer this, like, you know, kind of feeling around in the dark to be the thing. It just is it.
No, I have something to say.
Yes.
But I don't know where we're at. Is it time for a break?
No.
Okay. We got like 2 minutes. Okay. So no, I'm blown away. And this just goes to show how these things work. I may even draw a comparison, a relevant metaphor to Tracy Anderson. Okay. And because I'm doing the workouts daily. And so it's amazing the way it just seeps in, you know, what you put in just stays. But the thing is, right, like, because a lot of people believe that if they can do an impression of a singer, mm-hmm. that they have somehow bested them or revealed, like, this is a Bergsonian notion, right, that mimic, mm-hmm. why is mimicry funny? Because it reveals that people are a set of mechanical.
Or plastic, yeah.
Yeah, a set of mechanical repetitions that if it's repeatable and recognizable by that thing, it reveals how unconsciously that person's always doing the thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So... But it's like, just because someone can do an impression of a thing doesn't devalue it, right?
Correct.
Like you're saying, right? So it's like, and yet sometimes they think it can't. And the difference is mimicry versus, I'm sorry, this is like slow and boring, but I have to get it out. Okay, because I've really been sticking in my craw, okay, recently. It's so obvious and yet so hard to perceive. But the difference between someone mimicking someone's steps in any sense, okay, literal or not literal, and someone, okay, the perfect sort of sum up would be this line of don't seek to follow in your master's footsteps, seek what they sought. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the, you know, it's like, what did Joanna Newsom say to herself when she wanted to sing? She didn't say, I'm going to try to sound like this thing, right?
Right.
She's singing, and that is the cast off of her attempted singing. There is a physical cast off, the voice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, so if I try to sing, what happens? Like, like what gets in the way? It's like this thing I read about style, like in art or whatever, being like the thing you do badly. Like that's like if everyone did the thing perfectly, it'd be the same. Style is like, cool. Oh, I actually don't articulate my words well, or like, oh, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
Anyway, but the intention behind the thing, we're wrapping up, but the intention behind the thing, and this comes up in Tracy Anderson workouts because you are following her movements, but she wants you to discover them internally at the same time.
The failure is doing it. Like it's
the mimicry, yeah, of the external that you're perceiving versus the intent, not mimicking, but understanding the intention, doing it, and then seeing like what your body, your voice, anything does. I don't know. I think it's huge.
No, I like that. It's true.
We got to go to a break though.
Okay. Let's go to break.
Just when I've deadened it with abstraction.
No, no.
Some of the people like it. I am what I am, folks.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled babbel.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm sorry. Welcome back. Hi.
Hi, doll.
See, this is what I do. I pick up a piece of metal and I just sort of drag it across my face.
I want to say that I am the Pittsburgh sun blistering my face daily. I did something that caused me great harm, which is I've been using alpha hydroxy AHA pads on my face and then going into the blistering sunlight every day for 2 weeks. What the fuck was I thinking? The face became red. I'm fine. I'm no longer sunburned. But the point is, I think I may return to Los Angeles having aged 62 years. The deep grooves in the face. I just feel...
No, this is exciting. You know why?
You know what's something that I... You know my greatest fear is...
Let's hear
mold.
It.
You know, people, they go, it was mold the whole time, up in the ceiling, in the walls, in the air vents. Pittsburgh, it rained so consistently, so constantly.
You've been talking about black mold since 63.
I have?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't think that.
Every time I hear anything about black mold, I immediately hear you in my head being, oh, no. I have black mold.
Because I have a friend, I've heard about this, you know, it's like, oh, the mysterious ailment that lasted years, and it turns out it was mold. And that, like, adds a whole, like, I'm looking at this air vent right here, and I'm like, so this building that I'm staying in, it's like 12,000 years old, and the dampness, the mold. And then in my trailer, there's little flecks of mold on the ceiling, and I'm just ignoring it because what am I going to do? Be like, I need a new trailer, you know?
No, yeah, I love this because this is like literally you're a Los Angeles actress angry about mold in your trailer. It's sensational, Kate. You've done it, Kate. You've done it. Remember when I told you in New York you can't rot in this basement forever? Okay, when you were going to move to LA?
Oh my God.
Take a look at you now. Yeah. Another song that anytime it's on American Idol,
I've never seen American Idol. Not out of some, you know, grotesque.
God, I want to watch the first couple seasons with you.
What? No, I was going to say, I haven't seen American Idol, not because I somehow, you know, that's not like a damning thing.
You're above it or something.
Yeah, I think I'm above it. Absolutely. I still watch Charlie Rose interviews. It won't take Charlie away from me.
Wait, but I just want to say something. One, I think you're fine. I really do. The mold, worried about
love it.
And honestly, a new building, probably off gas is more harmful idea, you know, harmful ideas.
Off gassing? I mean... Okay, cool. So,
the fresh stuff.
What are we
you're
supposed
not off-gassing an old building, an old brick building like you're in.
No, I know.
I think you're as safe as can be.
I love that. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm cured.
But it's you're more welcome.
That I'm scared because I know when I return to LA, I do want to buy a new area rug. And the off-gassing. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
You hang it outside for two to three months.
Yeah, exactly. What is the plan there?
You know, the bugs take hold.
And is the off-gassing, is that like the factory? Like, it's like whatever happens in the factory is so toxic and unspeakable?
Yeah, I don't know why I'm not that worried about it.
Me too.
I know I'm not worried about it because I'm not worried about anything unless it becomes critical, okay? Which is how most people live. So, and off-gassing just has that sound of off-gassing. You know, it's just like, okay. But my point is, you have a damn blue air. Not to make it an ad, but you have an air filtration unit.
Right, of course. We're fine.
So I think you'll be able to off-gas freely.
Okay, great.
And, you know, you just ride it out.
Okay, love it.
God, there's something. What have I been lusting after?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've been thinking back on you because I always think about using fucking cocksucker when when your yoga mat was slipping and you had to move to the wood in like an early recording.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking about it because I've been really struggling with kind of the mat element in my Tracy Anderson, because you got to do it in sneakers. Okay.
Slippage.
And you take up a lot of room. There's a lot of rolling around and weight shifting. Okay. And you just,
I want to try.
Oh, by the way, and I meant to tell you, Because you've been screaming about wanting a new ass by, you know, a new ass by June, a new ass by August. You know, nothing changes except for the month, right?
Maybe I'll get a new ass by Christmas.
Exactly. There it is. New ass by Christmas. Okay. It was new ass by summer.
I think new ass by Valentine's Day. Blew through that one. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you think you need a new ass, but I respect any project is a fun time.
Yeah. You're saying she will give me the new ass?
I think so. It's all donkey kicks.
That might flare up my lower back.
All donkey kicks.
Also, where is she? Has she reached out?
No, I wouldn't dare ask for anything free. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it is funny, considering.
I'm like, she don't need me.
Well, she certainly doesn't. She knows
and
it.
And she's not like, and I feel enough of her, like there's a dedication to her work that doesn't feel just like some big business, you know, where whatever. So it's not as like, I'm not like, oh yeah, this is Unilever. I think I can ask Unilever for a product from their child company that they've bought.
I'm excited to try out my Fend. Fend sent me a Fend, thanks to you.
Oh, right.
The respiratory.
I've got one right here because I literally set another thingamajig. One. I ordered like three on my own. Okay. I ordered it for the people who work on my show so that we're all protecting each other. I got one for my dad. He has yet to open it.
I bought your dad's fish oil. You sent me the supplement.
How exciting.
Of what to get. I'm going to start on that. Hey, guess what, folks? I want to say 15, 16, perhaps 17 of Athletic Greens every day on an empty stomach.
So this is episode 3 of Athletic Greens.
Yeah.
No, I mean that positively. Like,
and by the way, I paid for it. I want to be clear.
It's like probably episode 3 of Tracy at this point.
They haven't sent anything.
What?
I'm just saying they haven't sent anything. I'm doing Athletic Greens paid for. You're paying for Tracy Anderson. Mm-hmm. And that has to stop. And I would hope that in the next couple of weeks we get someone's reaching out. But am I sitting here going, oh my God, my life changed? No. But do I like it? Yeah, sure do.
So you have an experienced energy.
I have to say that it's hard because my hours are wild and I am waking up. I'm getting much less sleep than I ordinarily do.
Oh God, Kate.
I feel okay.
Here's my problem.
What?
I had the worst night of my life.
What?
With my restless legs. So the only thing that I was up to like 4. And just trying to sleep in full pigeon and full splits. Okay, again, because pain is
sleeping
better than
pigeon.
The feeling of the restless leg. So I'm like, how can I? I think I'm gonna have to order like literally 16 of those back shiatsus, lay them all down in 2 rows.
Are you doing magnesium? Sorry to be so
pedestrian. Not.
I think we need to get you on a high dose of magnesium before bed.
Yeah, magnesium comes up a fair amount in the restless leg syndrome chatter. Mm. However, they tend to say that, you know, magnesium deficiency can cause it, but it's really a side effect of one of my antidepressants, and that sucks.
Oh, fuck.
We're not going off those. And
no.
So the weed gummies have been my savior. Okay. And also a good time.
You're getting blasted off. You're going full THC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, that's fun.
And I pop it and sometimes nothing happens. Like, I don't know. It's a brick. My stomach's a brick, I think. I mean, we're trying to work on that, too. But
I find edibles are like Russian roulette. Sometimes you take one.
Yeah.
Does nothing. And then you take a light one and you're in outer space for 6 hours.
It was humiliating in front of my mother. We sat down, me, Chris, and my mother to play a game of Rummy Cube. Okay. Which is a game I've learned.
What a charming life.
What? I know, which is a gamer, like, because we're not a game family. We're not one of those game families gather around the game board. I'm like always like shocked and confused by the existence of those families.
I confusion doesn't begin to describe, but then also, I mean, I can't fathom the idea of seeing my father or my mother pick up dice, cards. As again, I've said this before, grew up 12 blocks from the ocean. I've never seen either of my parents' feet touch sand. And it sounds like an exaggeration. Here's what it is. I've seen their feet touch sand only because there was a restaurant we used to go to that was on the sand. So I've seen their feet touch sand
so
back on the beach. I believe it's gone now, as most things are. And
what kind of shoe would your mother be in? A summer sandal? A perfect summer sandal?
She would be in a sandal, maybe slip off the sandal to put the feet in. And my father, he didn't take his shoes off. He was wearing full sneakers in the sand. His feet I've never seen touch sand. So just to say, like the beach, that wasn't a part of it was a part of my life, but not of my family life. And similarly, games, completely foreign. And I'll say it, I detest games. If I go to someone's house and they're like breaking out the board, I want to immediately flee.
Okay, because we're so not Rummy Cube. Like,
detest.
We're just not a game family, but my mom has gotten into Mahjong in her later years, and now
as you must
Rummy Cube. And
And, Is that gin rummy? What am I saying?
It's related to gin rummy, and it's the same as me. I only know gin rummy as like a term that like stuck in the head.
Sounds like
because
ice cream.
It has a rhythm.
Yeah,
am I right? Why does gin rummy stick in the head versus, you know, Texas Hold'em? I guess does too, but it's like gin rummy. I don't know. Like, yeah,
craps.
I knew it too. It's like a reference. It's exactly the kind of thing that would fly out of your mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And mine, rhythm over whatever. But I was imagining you. I was like, could Kate play this game for even 1 second?
Oh,
because I was like, because Rummy Cube is literally like numbers on tiles, and you like have to arrange them.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. And I just imagine you, your eyes. But I took a gummy. Usually takes like 3 hours for it to hit. Way post Rummy Cube with mom, and then my mom's like, Jack. Like, something's wrong with your eyes. Okay. And I was like, and she said that I was literally like, my head was like rolling. It was like my eyes were taking in the Rummy Cube. And I was like, oh no. And I was like, I have to say, my gummy has hit.
Oh my God.
My gummy has hit in front of the family.
In a good way.
And then she said I looked like a stoned freak the next morning. Can you believe it? Yeah, because my family is also not I'm not a parents who smoke marijuana type family.
Do they drink?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got some social drinking.
Not hard.
No. Social drinking. Fun drinking. But but they don't get stoned.
They have like...
I would take your parents from what I've... I mean, I just need the listeners to know. I got a gorgeous email from Jacqueline's mother around my birthday. Yeah, I told you. And I feel like I know your parents even though I don't. And I, of course, am already like... Your family, John's family, I'm already, you know, being like, when I'm the orphan, like, you guys are gonna have to trade off Christmases and stuff.
No, I know. And I think the listeners do too, because I think this is such an ongoing fear for you.
Yeah. I need like a listener spreadsheet.
The listeners are like, I guess I shouldn't speak for you people.
What?
And excuse the direct address. It's really important here at Poog that we don't do too much direct address of the audience. You know, the higher ups tried to. They said, hey, you know, talk to the people, you know, do a segment here or there. Okay, hey guys, it's mailbox bingo, you know. And we said no. We talked to each other.
The listeners are responsible for my...
Oh, sorry.
That was rude. I didn't mean to say it like that.
Oh, no. I was just saying the listeners know. The listeners know your fear of orphanhood.
Yeah.
You've like you've gotten it on record a few times that this fear, I've promised you on air that you can come to Christmas.
Yeah.
And that I think is sweet because they all know. And I think a lot of listeners would be happy to invite you as well.
Okay, great.
I want to tell you about, do you know anything about Delta 8 and 9? Not variant, THC or weed or CBD.
No.
Do you know anything about it?
No.
All right. It's hemp. It's legal. I guess there's a place I can buy it around here.
What's it called?
Will it do anything for me?
That's a brand or that's a strain of something?
Never mind. It's just me trying to come up with a solution for my RLS. This is boring. Let me find a notion that's of
I have
interest.
A whatever. I'm not going to start talking about CBD and weed.
No. Is it almost time for a break, Data?
Yeah.
All right. So let's pull it together.
Oh, I know what I want to talk about when we come back from break.
Wait, but did you get your Fend going?
Oh, no. It's still, I have to unbox it.
Unbox it and get it in your nose now.
I'm going to unbox it tomorrow and start
it's
the week
times
with it.
100 best inventions of
unbelievable. Unbelievable. What are we going to do? Get the third dose?
We have to make sure, by the way, well, we'll talk about it later, but we have to make sure we watch Interstellar before.
I was actually going to suggest, what if, I think Interstellar has to happen.
It's happening now, folks. Okay.
I'm almost going to suggest.
Get it done because there will be spoilers.
And Jacqueline, I'm almost going to suggest today, we're recording right now, not to completely shatter the reality, but it is Saturday right now. Tomorrow's Sunday. I might even boldly suggest we do Interstellar watch tomorrow night. Because I'm not going to be able to watch during the week. Oh, that's not exactly true. I think we should watch it this week.
You want us to watch it together?
No. We have to watch it separately so we can discuss it on the next poo.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I just want to say, I'm anti-spoiler, but you have been warned.
Oh, yeah.
So we will be spoiling because we have to.
Yeah, if you want to watch Interstellar, Poogstellar is going to be next week's episode.
Poogstellar is next week, and it'll be spoiler poo.
Spoiler central.
Stellar.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited.
Okay, I love knowing this.
Maybe we should add Enjoy Luck Club. I'm sorry. Okay, it's too much.
No, it's too much. It's too much.
If you see it, but I need you to watch Joy
Luck
Club.
I'm going to.
It's going to be huge for you. Just trust me. Okay, just trust me.
I think I found it on HBO Max and added it to my list.
Okay, that's something. I remember you were like, I'll make a note. What about these people have a little notebook and they write down like, that's okay. Let me pull out my notebook and put it on the books I'd like to read page. Like that kind of level of organization.
This new thing where I'm obsessed with getting a notebook, and this could not be more of a simple thing, but I just really need a list of things to do, like a notebook where it's just all of the horrific admin things that I need to take care of.
Oh, well, you need one hideous notebook that doesn't, we'll talk about this. We'll get into notebooks, but you need one hideous notebook for all the hideous stuff.
I love that.
You got to go break.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back, baby. Checking texts. What's going on? Where are you? Are you
asleep? I was just making sure we're fine. I'm back.
Just making sure we're fine. Yeah, just making sure.
Oh, yeah, no, we're fine. Okay, so I want to say, you know, sometimes you hear things, they stick with you for years. So I heard, I don't remember when this was, but I heard that Nicole Kidman only sleeps on her back. And that's, and like,
yeah, thank
so,
you.
Because I love sleeping on my stomach. I just love it. It makes me, one it's really a return to the womb. What?
Do you do one leg up bent like you're climbing a mountain?
I'll do one leg up bent.
That's one of my favorite.
Oh, feels so good.
All the way up, a full, almost a pigeon, but
I'll wrap my arm under my leg.
Heaven.
I mean,
right, you in the crook of your elbow is the backside of your knee.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
And you're lifting it like you could lift your own hip right out of the socket.
Feels so good.
And throw your own leg over your own shoulder.
Smashing my face into the pillow.
So yes. Wait, smashing it. Do you smash sort of vertically like a bowl kind of against an or do you're just side of the face? Classic side of the face.
Vertically. What do you mean? Just nose to the, what do you mean?
I've seen it. Okay.
It's straight
like,
down.
No, it's almost like the forehead is sort of, and the top of the head is sort of, you know, just like a bowl would do, but against and into the pillow. It's very interesting.
No, I do classic kind of sideways smash, but sometimes I do, I'm like, I'm recognizing, oh yeah. So my face is of course smashed right now.
Yeah.
And what are we going to do about that?
All right. I'll tell
because
you.
Because it feels so good. And I do sleep on my back sometimes, fall asleep on my back. I sleep in a million different positions, but I feel so good the face smash. And then I'm thinking about Nicole Kidman, her never sleeping on. And then I have a co-star, here I go again. And she said that she was shooting a movie and the makeup artist said, try to sleep on your back while we're shooting.
Yeah.
Can you fucking believe what I'm hearing, what I'm saying to you right now?
This is big. Okay. I do. And you know, I've gone down this path.
I know.
Okay, and I have a couple things to say to you. I find the best way to, if you want to fall asleep on your back, is you have to treat it like Shavasana. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to, I think you have to be fully straight and thinking of it like you're doing like a full body meditation.
I believe that.
And you have to put on some kind of full body relaxation, like guided meditation.
Guess what I'm going
to
say right now, the Calm app. I love it.
Then you drift off.
Yeah.
Calm/Pook. Calm.com/poog.
Calm.com/poog. By the way, I think I'm actually fully paying for Calm at this point. So can someone from corporate reach out? Because why the hell am I paying for Calm?
No, it's humiliating. We've done ads.
I think my free subscription ran out.
No, anything that I've paid for and then they've offered free and they... And it's like, I already have an account and like, they can't seem to work that out.
By the way, Daily Harvest, really, I'm ready for some free boxes to Pittsburgh.
Well, generally speaking.
Yeah.
Boxes. Yeah.
I want free stuff from Daily Harvest.
Oh, I can't believe I haven't saying this.
They're a poop. Like, folks, where is the stuff? We got some, to be clear. We got some.
By the time you watch this.
Replenish.
I'll be 4 days out of Boston. I have gotten no recs for spa, for food, okay, for anything.
In Boston?
In Boston from the people.
I mean, okay? I'm not
even
not
trying
shocked.
To get you by tickets anymore.
Right? A Boston spa?
I mean...
Sorry, not to... much love to our Boston listeners, but I just... I've never gone to Boston to unwind and, you know.
No, of course, but every city. Imagine if that was
honeymooning
like
in
just
Boston?
A reveal.
What?
It was just a reveal about us that we always, like... Oh, I just need to get away and get to Boston for a weekend.
By the way, I actually do have an issue with Boston, which is clear.
Americanism?
Boston
Harbor?
I've had great shows in Boston. Love those Boston crowds, truly. But in terms of waking up, hitting the streets, I've had issues.
With what? The streets? Or food?
Restaurants in Boston. I've had issues with general vibe.
Of course. I mean, Boston, you in Boston is it's fun. Like you and me in Boston is almost like fun, right?
You and me anywhere. Yeah.
Like you and me, but yes.
You and
yes,
me in Buffalo.
Like you and me walking into like a striped, wallpapered, sort of colonial designed, carpeted hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've created a restaurant in my head. Okay. That's like the worst thing you can imagine. Like, would be, and like us being in there, like in the thrill, you and me, like, I don't know, whatever, there's nothing there. I don't know why I'm just fucking talking.
We'll be doing Boston. We'll be doing Poog Live in Boston. I mean, I want to be clear, folks, that as soon as we get this Delta variant under control, I will be, Poog is coming on the road. We're going to have, you know, wild tours for the next 37 years.
Or not.
So
if we do some kind of, you know, digital remote, don't go thinking, well, I can't buy that because we can always just go to the live. Yeah. Okay. You can't tell the people that you're going to do it every month for 37 years. They need urgency. It's called one night only in Boston.
Right. I love that. Scarcity. Yeah.
Not really. I mean, we don't subscribe to that. And I have a lot of ideas for other ways that, you know.
Of course.
Look, my father has three separate wrist support items.
Oh.
Can you believe it?
Oh, my God.
On his desk.
For the keyboard.
But wait.
My father, as you know, I've never seen him touch a computer or cell phone.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Very special.
Wait,
but the back. So hold on. So sleeping on the back.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. So I obviously have gone down this path in as one element of skincare. And I purchased a pillow that cradles your head and keeps it from falling to the right or to the left.
I'm immediately shutting down hearing that.
Because you want to be curled?
Because I want to be curled because it depresses me. It's the aesthetic. That's what it is. I'm getting trapped in the aesthetic of a curvature, of a geriatric. Actually, it has nothing to do with that. It's just like, I don't.
No, it looks medical.
Yeah,
medical
exactly.
And geriatric often.
It looks medical. And this is coming from the gal who used to have to carry a tailbone pillow on every plane ride for months and months due to my fractured tailbone.
Oh, right.
And that pillow reads hemorrhoid.
From dancing too hard.
I wore heeled boots on a steel floor.
I was just going to say.
Had a couple cocktails, went wild, bucking wildly in the night. Hurt my tailbone. Hairline fracture, 9 months. But I had that pillow. And something about it brings up the medical trauma.
Well, you know what I did with my pillow? That I wrapped it in that gorgeous floral silk plant dyed wrap. I mean, pillowcase.
Do you have
that was sent to us and is featured on Poog.
I have a question for you. Do you struggle with house guests? Does everyone?
In which sense?
Okay, so my place right now, I have some friends, dear friends, staying at my house while I'm gone.
Oh,
right?
While you're not there.
While I'm not there. Trust them completely. I know they're not doing anything to my home, but there's some, I have this like persistent fear of going back smelling the smell of another, the feeling of another, even a dear friend's body in my bed, something about it makes me want to burn my bed when I get back.
Well, yeah. I mean, letting other people sleep in your bed is almost like, you know, it's a question.
And I feel bad because...
because a mattress collects all, and we know this.
Oh, my God.
So if you want to wrap your mattress in a true plastic wrap
and
then have
that.
A set of sheets and a mattress protector on top of it, then when they leave, you clean those things, okay? And then I think you're safe from an embedded...
I'm sleeping in my friend's semen for the next 20 years, and that's fine.
I don't know. I think next time you should just get... I mean, your couch is not pull out, I imagine.
No, you can't have someone stay at your house and ask them to not sleep in your bed.
Oh, yes, you can.
No,
oh, yes,
Jacqueline.
You can. Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
A person can sleep in whatever you goddamn give them. Okay, you can point to a hammock, okay, and say, you know, don't be afraid to piss on the rock or whatever. You, Kate, your bed is not just up for grabs.
Thank you.
Plenty of people, I've stayed in people's houses where I'm not necessarily on the couch, but I'm definitely in some side room or whatever.
But that's because they're in their bed. They're not in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they are. I'm talking, show up and they go, you can sleep in that
that's
room.
That's not a good,
it's
that's
not
strange.
Because I don't want to sleep in the master bedroom, someone's master bedroom.
Right.
I don't want to be in the bed of the people who live there. Think
the
about
skin.
What goes on.
I know.
Okay. Think about like the bed of someone that lives somewhere.
Ew.
I mean, who wants to get in that?
I know. Just a skin hammock of like, it's like everything, the detritus.
Yeah. A skin hammock for sure.
Yeah.
No, it's just, and I'm sorry, but energetically, okay, that's space.
Don't.
The energetic part scares you?
Yeah. No, we're fine.
Well,
by the way, my dear friends who might be listening, I don't think that you're somehow poison and disgusting and toxic, and I wouldn't let anyone stay in my home who I wasn't prepared to absorb.
Yeah. No, I also think some people don't want people sleeping in their master bed because it's like they're afraid, like, oh, I don't know, like you're going to see something that is about how they live that they won't
yeah.
like. Like, oh, do they have to clean out their bedside table like that you'll be rooting through mercilessly?
I cleaned out some drawers. I cleaned out a couple drawers.
Do you ever like staying somewhere or something and you have really high standard at first of how you're not going to move anything? Like, and you're going to just like, it's going to be like you weren't there. And mm-hmm. then you're like, I'll just move this over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, I'll remember and I'll put it back. And then you're like, wait, where was it?
You never do.
And you got to get the hell out of there. House guest is a major question in life because people are really into it. And they're really into, well, like the people's need of a guest bedroom. Like there are people are really into that. Like on those house hunting shows, they're constantly talking about like when the guests and the family visit.
Right. Right.
It's like they're obsessed. It's like it's all about that. And it's like, that's not your day to day life. I basically think a guest room should not be, if you have an extra room, do something with it.
Don't invite them in.
Well, make it something at least convertible. A Murphy bed comes down if a guest comes.
I went to a house recently that had like four Murphy beds.
A permanent altar to a potential guest that you walk by is actually disgusting and disturbed. It's like a room for a ghost who's angered, you know, three times a year when someone comes in there. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
walking by the bedroom. The empty made bed of a guest. A guest room is really interesting.
Yeah, what are you bringing in?
If you were going to have a guest room, perfect guest room that you know, is here it is. You have a guest room and you get to put in whatever you can and you can just snap your fingers. Like, what would you want in the guest room for the guest? Like, okay, like I'd be like, okay, a carafe with like, you know.
You mean, you
know,
what do you want them
nice
to
water
be greeted
on the
with?
Bedside table. What else would I have in there? An extra toothbrush. What else? Like, what would be the
heavenly.
Ideal guest room?
Because I do.
For guests.
I do love that. And I do, like, I dream of having a home one day with a guest room where there is the carafe of ice water and there is the.
Yes.
Oh, and I got some toothbrushes. Of course, the fully stocked. You know, we've got the gorgeous products in there for you. And there's some flowers in there. And.
Fresh flowers.
I have to say, I'll just do a shout out to my mother because John Early stayed at my house for a couple weeks once. I was in New York. He stayed at my parents' house in LA and he was working or something. And then he said he came home one night. My mom had put a bottle of champagne on ice for him.
Oh my God.
Is that not the sweetest thing you've ever heard?
Wow. I just saw a gift my mom got for someone who there's a little boy, like toddler, and then there's like the littler one who was just born. Sorry, it's a really weird way of saying
a baby.
That. It'll make sense in a second why I'm saying that way. And I saw these two gifts come out of her bag, okay? And one was like this little carrot, like stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
a little smile and a little like blanket.
I've seen that exact stuffed animal.
Okay. And then I think it's a jelly or whatever they're called.
Jelly, whatever. They're really soft.
Yeah. And then there was a big carrot, and that's for the big brother.
Very sweet. That's very sweet.
There's just something really cute about, I don't know, the whole thing of getting the gift for the older sibling.
Gifts are key.
He's going to go and fly into a murderous rage at the sight of a new baby. Thank God I didn't have to experience that.
That is something.
I mean, wait, Kate, imagine you.
Oh,
imagine a new baby.
Of course, an only child. I used to imagine, like, if some other bitch was here talking to my mom, like they were, like, I would think about it and I would get jealous. Just imagining another child at the tugging at the hem of my mother's sundress.
Oh my God.
Get out.
I mean, you do have the realization, I think, somewhat, okay, if you do have the siblings, you do recognize the truth that someone can love more than one person. Like,
it's very Polly, like, having siblings.
Right. That's an interesting question. If you know,
well, that's what everyone, Polly's, that's the big Polly thing. They're like, you don't love one kid more than the other. And by the way, yeah, you do. I think a lot of fucking parents actually do have a preference.
I've heard you say it. I always think it's really funny coming from an only child. Do you know what I mean?
Also,
like, who's like, because you just can't imagine.
You don't have sex with your kids. So I'm sorry. Stop pretending that love is love. It's like, no, romantic love where you're having sex
is different.
You can't compare that to the attachment between parents and children, you absolute psychopath.
You absolute fool.
Yeah. What the hell are you talking about? Nice
you
try.
Absolute scum.
Go again.
Nice try. Try again.
Yeah. The ease with which parents freely love all their children equally is not comparable.
Right. And I think the equal.
Get a hobby. Sorry, keep going.
I think the equal, you agreed. I think the equal actually makes sense in the case of a parent because each child they love with their whole heart. Okay, it sounds cheesy, but I mean, like, they feel that they are at the capacity, the top capacity of love for the kid.
Each,
and then
right.
they go to another kid. And, oh my God, I'm at the top capacity right, I can possibly right, have right, of love right. for this person too. How can that be? Oh yeah, it's not just a limited substance. Love's not a verb. I'm sorry.
Love is an industry, honey. Okay.
Yeah. I was invented by Coca-Cola.
It is. Okay. Okay. So in closing, the rain stopped.
In closing, I've been thinking about dropping on the Poog Insta or on the Poog mailing list. Actually, no. Yeah. You know what? People beg for product lists of what we talk about and think. Get on the newsletter. You want them to come in the newsletter. Okay. Go to the Poog thing. They're begging. They're begging. Data's looking at me like I'm crazy. Data, this is content.
Okay, listen to me. Poogstellar is next week. Watch Interstellar this week.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Watch Interstellar. Send Boston recommendations. Okay. If I don't see 65 Poog hags in the audience nightly, I'm going to be furious.
Okay. Bye.
JokesNovak.com.
That was Poog.
If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.